Chapter 24. He handed across to her the letter received from Giles. She read it, and said no more. Could he have seen her write on the wall? She did not know. Fate, it seemed, would have it this way, and there was nothing to do but to acquiesce. It was a few hours after this that Winterbourne, who, curiously enough, had not perceived Grace writing, was clearing away the tree from the front of South's late dwelling. He saw Marty standing in her doorway, a slim figure in meager black, almost without womanly contours as yet. He went up to her and said, "Marty, why did you write that on my wall last night? It was you, you know. Because it was the truth. I didn't mean to let it stay, Mr. Winterbourne. But when I was going to rub it out you came, and I was obliged to run off. Having prophesied one thing, why did you alter it to another? Your predictions can't be worth much. I have not altered it. But you have. No. It is altered. Go and see." She went, and read that, in spite of losing his dwelling place, he would keep his grace. Marty came back surprised. "Well, I never," she said. "Who can have made such nonsense of it?" "Who, indeed?" said he. "I have rubbed it all out, as the point of it is quite gone. You'd no business to rub it out. I didn't tell you to. I meant to let it stay a little longer." "Some idle boy did it, no doubt," she murmured. As this seemed very probable, and the actual perpetrator was unsuspected, Winterbourne said no more, and dismissed the matter from his mind. From this day of his life onward for a considerable time, Winterbourne, though not absolutely out of his house as yet, retired into the background of human life and action thereabout, a feat not particularly difficult of performance anywhere, when the doer has the assistance of a lost prestige. Grace, thinking that Winterbourne saw her right, made no further sign, and the frail bark of fidelity that as he had thus timidly launched was stranded and lost. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.